The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 19. The feeling that I would like to share today is one that perhaps a lot of people haven't had the privilege of experiencing, but I really hope you have. It's the sense of absolute calm and grounding that can be created by spending time with somebody who is really old and still retains their faculties. And there are a couple of instances of this that I'm thinking about in my life. When I was a teenager, I spent some time at my aunt's, and she lived in a flat across the hall from my aunt's flat. An elderly woman lived, and she was 99 years old. I used to go and spend so many evenings with her, just sitting and talking with her. She was an incredible woman. She could remember so much about her life. And this was in the mid-90s. So she was almost in the prime of her life during the Second World War. All of her children had died. Her partner had died. You know, her husband had died. Her siblings had died, as far as I can recall. And it was just her. So many of her friends had died. She had outlived them all. There was something so serene about her space and the space being with her. I think because obviously she was 99 years old and she was doing really well for 99, honestly. She seemed like somebody in her 70s to me. But obviously she was just that little bit slower. You had to go at her pace. But yeah, I used to love that time that I spent with her. I used to really treasure those evenings. I spent so much time with her. And I don't know how many people get the chance to do that. And in particular, I don't know how many teenagers are lucky enough to have that. I notice it with my son when we go to visit my grandmother, that everything slows down and he's so patient with her. And I've seen that with small children as well, that there is something about being with older people that almost kind of like co-regulates them. It is such a beautiful feeling. The other situation as well is also memories of spending time at the same period in my life, or a bit earlier, spending time with my maternal grandparents. I used to go there every Sunday and spend every Sunday with them. It was always just so calm and quiet, and hearing my grandfather's piano playing from the other room, and that serenity was beautiful. So that's something that I hope that you've experienced, and if you haven't, that you get the opportunity to. The episode that I'd like to talk about today is Conundrum, and this is from season 5, it's episode 14. It's a really interesting episode, this. It's really fascinating that for the majority of this episode, the characters that we know and love don't know who they are. Because there's some kind of incident at the beginning of the episode, there's like a flash of light from something, and then they all wake up and they have no memory of who they are, but they still have kind of operational memory. They know how to speak, they know how to do things to do with their jobs, but they don't have any sense of identity. It kind of resets everything for a very short period of time. And it's fascinating watching them deal with that and try to decode things like social relationships and command hierarchies just by looking at the clues in the environment around them. And of course, the other thing that's great is that when they all wake up in this state, there was this random crew member. And as the audience, you're like, wait a minute, who is that guy? I love episodes where, as a member of the audience, you know that something is deeply wrong and you know that this person has got something to do with it. But nobody there in that situation knows. Nobody even understands that this guy is not normally there. And it's a really cute device. I really love it. There's a lot of humour in it as well. The humour of Worf arguing that he is the one in command because he's wearing the sash, and it being completely understandable. And Picard accepting that, then when they finally get access to the computer files that are held on them, they find out their names and their positions. there's that moment of, oh no, I'm so embarrassed. And that Picard is just really chill about it. He's just so calm. It's really fun to see people acting so differently. Of course, this is another really great Rolaran episode. This device in this episode enables her and Riker to explore their relationship with each other when they're not rubbing each other up the wrong way. And I really like that. I really like how enough of the character is preserved for it to be recognisable and familiar to us, but that things that were obstacles in their particular working relationship have been removed, and how they're actually attracted to each other. And and there's all of the stuff with Troy. And it's just fun. It's fun and funny. And of course, you had the moment at the end where they both leave Riker after having a conversation with it, and all of the awkwardness. There's a really good line in terrible social awkwardness situations that don't make you cringe unbearably. I really can't stand television shows where it is just so excruciatingly embarrassing that I can't enjoy it because I feel so awful for the people involved. But in episodes like this with Next Gen, it doesn't take it to that extreme. It's just like, oh no, that would be really awkward. That would be really embarrassing, but it's okay. It doesn't like overwhelm me. I really like that. I was reading in an online group, a Star Trek fandom group, and somebody was talking about how, you know, when you've gone back as an adult to rewatch episodes that you first watched as a kid, what's changed? And somebody was saying, the feeling I had about Riker at the time when I was a teenager watching it was, ew, ugh, he's just so lecherous. He's just going to go after anybody. But as an adult watching it, all I see is a guy who always, always respects consent and just makes it clear that he would be happy to have a fun time as long as the other person involved is happy to have a fun time. And there's no nastiness or drama or horror about it in any way. And I suddenly thought, my goodness, yes. As I've been rewatching Next Gen, like 20 odd years since I first watched it, I do feel very differently about Riker. Yes, he gets about, but only with people who really want to. And he doesn't literally throw himself at everybody. He just signals that he's open to whatever somebody else may be open to. And as somebody who was the complete opposite to that, who does not know how to flirt, does not even realise when somebody is flirting with them, and is just an utter disaster in that entire arena, I find it quite fascinating. Yeah, I feel very differently about him. But having an episode where, because they've lost their identities, they have the room to explore this kind of stuff, especially with Ro, is joyful. I think the other thing that I really like about this episode is that even when they have had their identities stripped and then superficially restored, as in they know their names and their ranks, but they don't have any other sense of what they're like or what their history has been, and also their knowledge of what the Federation stands for and what their role is as a ship. The new guy who's been kind of planted in the situation is steering them towards the destruction of another race. And the thing that I love about this show is that their inherent sense of right and wrong is preserved. That their instincts for what is a good thing to do in this situation and what is the absolute terrible worst thing to do in this situation is still there. And I think that that is really beautiful, that even though there is someone in that command structure, because if memory serves, he fakes the records so that he's the first officer, and he attempts a mutiny at one point as well, that even though he's putting that social pressure on people to do these terrible things, it doesn't work because of the inherent moral fortitude of the crew. I think that's one of the things that I most love. I can't say that. I keep saying, this is the thing that I love the most. And then I immediately think, no, I can't say that because there are so many things which I love a huge amount. But it is one of the things that I've always loved about Star Trek, is that sense of good people doing the best that they can and how wholesome that is. So that's my episode for today. And I hope that you have found your favourite jumper and are enjoying wearing it. I will speak to you tomorrow.